This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we appreciate you being with us on this fine Wednesday morning. Coming up in approximately 10 minutes, we are scheduled to be joined by the great Magic Johnson. Yep. His PR team reached out to us. He wanted to do a few radio hits. As you know, I wouldn't normally do an NBA hit in the middle of a football season. But when Magic calls up, you say, we'll take him. So we are scheduled to have Magic join us coming up here in about 10 minutes from now. Also later on in the hour, we've got the most recent edition of the Year of the Buffoon montage, which we've been playing through all morning long to get a little jolt, get a little laughter into our lives. And we'll also have your epic fail later on in the morning. DA Show Maps, Anchorage to Atlanta, Vegas to Valdosta, Kalamazoo and Waterloo. We are on the air. DA, the Valdosta Wildcats are the winningest high school football team in the country with 975 victories. And from 1913 through last year, they've won 6 national, 24 state, and 42 regional championships. Thank you, DA Show Maps. Joe Namath took his shots at Zach Wilson, causing the rest of the Jets to have to respond to Joe Namath's comments about Zach Wilson. And Joe Namath said he doesn't think he'll ever turn into a good quarterback. He doesn't trust the team around him, doesn't trust the players or the coaches that are above him, doesn't trust the front office that assembled this team, and basically has no hope in the 2023 New York Jets. And guess what? Joe Namath is right. He's absolutely right for losing all hope after what we've seen through the first 3 weeks. They might be 1-2, but they are the most depressing 1-2 out there, considering how pathetic week number one looked for so long of the game and then ended in a flurry with a win. But that certainly feels like it camouflaged how bad the Jets truly are. The last 2 weeks feel a lot closer to what they truly are, which is an offense caught in neutral, sputtering, moving backward, a young quarterback that's still not getting it, a head coach that's a defensive-minded head coach, and even the defense isn't as elite as they had us believe before the season. But now you also have a sideline tiff as players are getting mad at coaches and players are apparently upset at one another or the game plan or the circumstances, what have you. And Aaron Rodgers then spoke about this stuff on the sidelines. And then Aaron Rodgers spoke about yesterday with Pat McAfee, what Joe Namath said. And it starts to eat itself. The snake starts to eat its tail. And it's impossible to get out of this cycle where expectations crash, negativity begins, cynicism starts, players start responding or reacting to said cynicism and negativity, and then players are reacting to other players' negative reactions, and it just cycles on itself. And I think the Jets largely had the messaging right yesterday when responding to Joe Namath. He's a legend. We love him here at the Jets facility, but we want to prove him wrong. Or he has every right to have his opinion, or this, that, or the other thing. There are some that I'm sure believe if Namath has nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all, because all it does is create more headaches for the team that you supposedly love. But here's how I feel about that. How can you tell Joe Namath, who has actually done it, so he knows what it takes, at 80 years old, to not answer a question honestly? It's the same thing with Lou Holtz. Now, I think Holtz is more of a clownish type figure and not taken maybe nearly as seriously right now as Joe Namath is, but it's the same bit. You can't ask legends of the game for their honest opinions, and then when they give them, get mad at them for it. That's their viewpoint. That's their opinion. And they've lived past the part of being polite. I think you just have to let old people be who they are, be opinionated, be whatever. And if they don't like the way you're doing it, that's their right as well. And you know, the polite thing, or don't say anything if it's not positive or whatever, in the world of sports, to me, is so silly when you've graduated past that. It's not Joe Namath's job anymore to be a cheerleader. It's not Joe Namath's job anymore to be an ambassador for the Jets. If the Jets stink, it would be worse if Aaron Rodgers gave us the Robert Saleh bit. No, Zach Wilson's the guy. I see growth there. You got to trust him. You don't see what we see in practice. I've talked to the coaches. That bit is for the guys employed currently to keep the ship together. It is not for the legends of the game to have to dance around your problems. And I understand there might be a Jets fan or two, or many, that say, hey, Joe, you're not helping issues here. We're trying to do what you did. You're only making things harder. But then don't ask Joe Namath to do an interview. If you don't want to hear what Joe Namath says about a obviously wretched condition, then you can't book him for an interview. And I think that would be silly. You don't want to hear what old people have to say because you don't like what they have to say? That maybe they're impolite? That maybe they're cranky? I mean, if anybody has a reason to be cranky, it would be Joe Namath. The guy actually did it. He won the Super Bowl with the Jets and has watched 50 years of ineptitude unfold in front of him, and he's 80 years old, and he probably goes, I don't know how much more I got on this. I'd like to see a winner, and this team stinks, and I know stink. It would be wonderful if every alumni of your school, every former legend that played for your team, every old broadcaster or celebrity or player or coach loved everything about the current team, the current school, the current operation. But that's not how life works. And if we admire the authenticity of guys that have been through it, we admire the credibility that they have, they're also credible in what they say. And I'm very happy. I'm not criticizing the Jets organization because they didn't somehow distance themselves from Joe Namath. They didn't publicly scorn him. They said all the right things. Now, Joe Namath's got credibility. Joe Namath, if you ask him to come on, the good thing is he's able to say what others can't because he did it. You got to let them do it, whether it's good or bad. Michael tweets, you really need to add a disclaimer to today's show. I listen as I drive to stop for work, and you're playing Year of the Buffoon. I am crying. Frontal, back lobes, Pepe Lemieux. It's not easy to drive through tears, guys. On that note, let's take a break here. We'll take an early break, come back. We're scheduled to have Magic Johnson on the flip side of this break. Stick around. DA, CBS Sports Radio. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us here on The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Been doing it since 2013, and we are rocking and rolling. And coming up here on the show, we are scheduled to have one of our biggest guests maybe ever. So stick around. Ed tweets in, these Joe Namath comments are just proof that players and coaches do, in fact, hear outside noise. They claim that they don't, but they definitely do. And when they say they don't, it's utter nonsense. Ed, 100% true. And just think about it as a normal human being. If you knew other people were talking about you, what they thought of you, what they thought of your job performance, what they thought you should do, you might be annoyed by it. You might be like, what do they know? You might be offended by it, but you definitely would be innately interested. It might even be like the hate watch thing where you know it's going to make you angry, but you would listen to it or read about it anyway. In fact, some people on social media do this and purposefully throw out things about themselves from burner accounts to see what people say about them if they didn't know it was them to their face. And I think for players, you try. I know in this very small sliver of popularity that I have, I know out there on social media, it's available to me. There are plenty of people that would say something critical, say something sometimes complimentary, what have you. But there is definitely an interest. Hey, what did people think about that segment, that interview, that show, that opinion? You just naturally are kind of interested in it. I do think the more that you hear it, maybe the more inclined you are to ignore it because it all becomes white noise. So if you've done it long enough, maybe there is a part where you just kind of like go, well, both good and bad, I've heard so much of it that it doesn't really affect me anymore. But when you're a young player or a young coach and you don't have the credibility built up, I think it absolutely affects a lot of guys. And the coaches that say, I'm in a bunker, I don't pay attention, I never listen, I don't read the papers, I'm not on the internet and all of that stuff, they know it's out there. And so there's an inherent weight as well about it being out there because you know the reality is when you lose or your team looks bad or you stink or whatever, there is a beehive of activity about you and it's just kind of impossible to totally shun. Some teams do it better than others. Some coaches and players do it better than others. But they are all aware. They might not be affected. They are all aware. And a team like the Jets brings up this kind of great danger in talking a big game. And it's why so many coaches don't want it. So many players are scared of it. Because if it goes poorly and you've talked a big game, you get the back end of it even worse. It's multiplied in its intensity, its criticism. And if expectations are huge and you don't temper them and you fall short, it feeds on itself. It's why the Patriots, led by Bill Belichick, no matter how great they were, 14-2s, Super Bowl championships, winning the AFC every single year, AFC championship game basically was a birthright, came into every year and talked about how bad they were. Even after Super Bowl wins, his tact was always, we haven't done anything, we haven't proven anything, we're not very good. We have a bunch of guys that think they're better than they are. We've got problems at depth. We've got problems in execution. I don't know what we're going to do this year. We better watch out. And Nick Saban does this. No matter if he has an entire roster full of five-star kids and they just came off an undefeated national championship, the next season is, now these guys think they're really good. They haven't done anything. That was last year. It has nothing to do with this year. I'd be surprised if we don't lose by 40 points in Middle Tennessee State. If we're not careful, we'll lose to whoever. I mean, it just, so many coaches play those cards because they know the opposite is you build yourself up and you fail, and then the kids or the players can't handle that. The coaches can't handle that. And that, I think, is really affecting the Jets quite a bit here. You see this friction on the sideline. It's week three. Why? I mean, in New York, people are pleading with fans not to boo Zach Wilson because they're worried that he's so mentally fragile, he can't sustain it. He can't survive it. Is Zach Wilson going to survive? Young team, young players in a lot of crucial spots. Inexperienced head coach, or at least unaccomplished head coach, accomplished defensive coordinator, but unaccomplished head coach. In a media market that's loud, with a fan base that's desperate. Why pour gasoline? And they did it all off season. They couldn't stop doing it. They were addicted to doing it. And that's where we find ourselves. Fall marks the start of RSV season, a time when many healthcare providers want parents to be aware of the risks of RSV for their children. What many people may not know is that RSV can impact anyone. Older adults, 60 years of age and older, being one of the common groups most at risk for severe infection from this contagious and potentially serious respiratory virus. Today, the DA show is joined by two guests from the Sideline RSV campaign. NBA legend, five-time NBA champion, health advocate, and one of the greatest players of all time, Magic Johnson, and Dr. Leonard Friedland, expert in RSV vaccines, VP Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health for GSK Vaccines. They've teamed up with GSK to help ensure older adults and their loved ones understand the risks of RSV. Guys, so nice to have you here. Magic, Doctor, good morning. Magic, how you doing?
Damon, I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing tremendous. Hey, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Why is the Sideline RSV campaign important to you, Magic?
Well, it's very important because I teamed up with GSK. I care about my own health, right? So I'm really... health and wellness has been a big part of my life, especially after announcing HIV 32 years ago. So when I found out that RSV is really a disease that can focus in on those who are 60 and over, that's I'm 64 years old, so that's right in my wheelhouse. So I'm so happy that I teamed up with GSK. Also, Dr. Lynn has really educated me about RSV and what it means for me being a man over 60 years old. So Dr. Lynn might want to share the numbers and go into it a little bit deeper than I can.
I'm going to ask Dr. Leonard about that coming up here, but I just want to ask you for this, Magic. I remember the day where I was when you were announced to be HIV positive, and it was crushing. I mean, it really was a tragic day. Do you get people today that come up to you and say, I can't believe you're still alive? I didn't think you would be alive from that day forward?
Yeah, Damon, what they say is they say that. And also, you know, I knew where I was when you made that announcement, you know, so I can remember where I was and they can remember what they were doing. And so when I think about 32 years ago, that's been a long time. But again, you know, that's why we're talking about health today, because I've taken care of myself. I take my meds. I've gotten a lot of the vaccinations for COVID. And now I'm going to take the vaccination for RSV. And so these things are very important, Damon, that we make sure we're healthy, we're eating right, we're exercising, we're doing all the right things. And then we're consulting with our doctors and our healthcare providers, as well as our pharmacists. And that's why I'm here today talking about RSV.
Dr. Friedland, what can older adults do to help prevent RSV?
Yeah, thank you, Damon. Len Friedland, vaccine research scientist at GSK. Such a pleasure to work with Magic Johnson on this campaign, because Magic is a perfect example of how we can take our own health into our hands and do what we can to keep ourselves healthy and live a long and healthy life, and share the word to get the message out to others what you can do to help keep yourself healthy. And RSV is a great example of this. So RSV is a very common contagious virus that we get infected with many times throughout our lives. It can cause more severe disease in the very young and in our adult population, particularly over the age of 60. If we look to adults over the age of 65, just as one example, the data show that 177,000 adults over 65 are hospitalized in the United States every year with RSV. And Damon, of those, 14,000 will die from RSV. And so why is this important to know? What can you do about it? Well, there are things that we can do about it. Of course, we can look to keep ourselves fit and healthy throughout our entire lives with everything that we do. Look to see what vaccinations are available to help protect ourselves against vaccine-preventable diseases. And now, Damon, for the first time, we have RSV vaccines available for adults over the age of 60. This is the first season that we have this, and it's now the beginning of the RSV season here in the United States. And that's where SidelineRSV.com, our campaign, comes into play. It's a health awareness campaign to sort of bring that discussion to center court. Matt's been teaching me all about basketball. I'm getting too much knowledge about basketball because my wheelhouse is science. Mm-hmm. But we can go and get the information. SidelineRSV.com is a great resource. Yeah. And then have the discussion. Go speak to your doctor, your pharmacist, your nurse, and say, I heard about this. I heard Magic Johnson talk about it. I reviewed some information on SidelineRSV.com. I understand there are some things I can do to help protect myself, and now there are some vaccines available for the first time. Let's talk about that. Is it right for me? And one other thing, Damon, of adults over the age of 60, those who have chronic heart and lung disease are at increased risk of severe RSV and its complications. And there's data to show that people over the age of 60 are at more risk for hospitalizations due to RSV. So for people over 60, absolutely have this discussion with your healthcare provider. Tell your friends, your neighborhoods, your parents, your grandparents, and then get into that discussion, bring it to that center court, and then take ownership, and then have that discussion with your healthcare provider, and then make the decision that's best for you.
Dr. Leonard Friedland joins us alongside Magic Johnson this morning here on the show, talking about the risks associated with RSV and how you can learn more about it and get vaccinated for it. Hey, Magic, basketball question. You were in the news recently because we were talking about whether Steph Curry was the greatest point guard of all time. I kind of feel like people might have forgotten about you. What'd you think when you heard other people associated with the greatest point guard of all time? You must have been like, wait a second, I'm still here.
Well, I think, Damon, you know, it's about the numbers, right? And I think you have to, does he have more than five championships? Does he have more than three finals MVP? Does he have more than three NBA league MVPs, right? And then you take into account the playoffs. Who's number one in assists? Who's number one in triple-doubles in the NBA finals? During the playoffs. Who's number two in double-doubles? Who's number four in steals? So that's me. So if he has more than all of those things, then I guess he's number one. But if he doesn't, we know the answer.
Yes! That is what I was looking for. Oh! Magic, you always knew how to deliver on the stage. You always knew the timing. That is perfect. That is perfect. Hey, so, you know, you have LeBron also passing your former teammate Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the all-time leading scorer in the NBA's history. You've seen them both up close and personal. Naturally, who's the better scorer?
Well, naturally, it's Kareem. Naturally, is the better scorer. But LeBron is such a dynamic player, and he's an all-around player, right? He can do everything on the basketball court. And so both of them are so dominant, but dominant in different ways, right? Kareem was dominant down low with his sky hook and his incredible bank shots off the glass. He could go left or right. LeBron he get the rebound and he can go coast to coast. He gets his teammates involved. He's so athletic. And even at this age today, he's still a dominant player. You marvel at his ability to still play at a high level. And I think it's 38, I believe, that's his age. And so for him, I think he's in a position this year, Damon, to win a championship. I think the Lakers are the best team in the West. Rob Pelinka's done a wonderful job of bringing in the right guys who can shoot from the three-point line. And some big men so that Anthony Davis would be more comfortable at the four. And so I'm picking the Lakers to come out the West.
All right. Right on. Magic Johnson is our guest this morning here on the show. Dr. Leonard Friedland, before we let you go, just remind our listeners where they can go for more information.
Yeah, thank you, Damon. SidelineRSV.com. Great resource to get started. Take the time to go there. Magic and I have done a number of videos that talk about RSV. They're actually a lot of fun. He let me win. No, just joking.
Nice.
And, but sidelinersv.com.
All right.
Sidelinersv.com. Magic Johnson, Dr. Leonard Friedland. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. That was great.
Thanks. Thanks, Damon.
Okay, you got it. Hey, Magic Johnson joining us this morning here on the show. I mean, that's a treat. And hearing him take a little zing, take a little shot at Steph Curry until he does what I did. No discussion. EJ, you're a big NBA fan. That's gold.
It is, and it's tough because Steph is my guy. But to hear Magic, you know, kind of say, hey, remember who I am, you know, it's awesome. And especially me being a huge fan of the show Winning Time and seeing how Magic apparently may have been back in the day and then seeing him still have some of that swagger is awesome.
Pretty cool. All right. Standing by with headline of this morning, kind sir, Andrew Bogish.
How about this for coincidence? It's courtesy of baseball researcher Sarah Langs. Brooks Robinson is the all-time leader in driving in the lone run in a 1-0 victory, doing it 10 times.
That's a great stat.
Wait, on the night Robinson passed away, his Orioles beat the Nationals 1-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Here's manager Brandon Hyde.
He watched us a lot, and he knew last year when he came, he knew all of our players. He watched every night. He was really happy with how our team was playing, and he enjoyed watching us.
Robinson will miss what might be a special October for the Orioles. They now have 98 wins, still lead the Rays by 2.5 games atop the AL East. Tampa Bay, a 9-7 win at Fenway last night. The Rangers losing in Anaheim 9-3, snapping their 6-game win streak. But the Astros lost to the Mariners 6-2, so Texas keeps its 2.5 game lead in the AL West. Seattle's a half game behind Houston for the last AL wildcard. The Phillies beat the Pirates 3-2 and 10 to clinch the top NL wildcard. Philly will host somebody on Tuesday night. And the Brewers are NL Central champs for the fourth time in 6 years. Even though they lost to the Cardinals last night 4-1, the Cubs' 7-6 loss in Atlanta did the clinching instead. Christian Yelich has been in Milwaukee for all of those division crowns.
You got to play well as a team for a really long time, and it's a six-month season, and there's a lot of ups, a lot of downs, there's a lot of good times, there's a lot of times where you're grinding as a team, and you just got to stay together, and we had a lot of really good players.
The Cub loss leaves them with a half-game lead on the Marlins for the last NL wild card. The Reds a game behind Miami after an 11-7 win in Cleveland. So you just mentioned Joe Namath. The Jets heard his Zach Wilson takedown and signed Trevor Siemian. Not sure if that's what Namath wanted, but his comments did get a response as well from another New York football legend, former Giants running back Tiki Barber, who doesn't appreciate Namath butting in to the Jets' current affairs.
Sure, let's talk about an irrelevant 70-year-old man with ugly green socks.
Tiki is on some kind of heel turn this week.
Wow.
Arguing with the mild-mannered Joe Beningo and now taking shots at Mr. Namath. What has happened to Tiki down the hallway?
Wow, you see that? All the anger and vitriol that happens down the hallway that Mraz is sucked up in has now affected Tiki.
I almost feel like Tiki is by osmosis, like, learning the wrong things of Sean's personality.
Did he call Joe Namath, a living legend, an old guy that wears ugly socks?
I mean, he's been dismissive of other people, of teams and people and places, and angry and, yeah.
In reality, that's not actually Tiki Barber.
No, that's another stolen bit, actually, what that is.
Is that what happened down the hall?
Yeah, so that's AI bad Tiki, which happens to exist right after we perfect FatGPT. I mean,
So they're using AI to replicate Tiki's voice and then making him a bad version of himself.
Yes, right after we resurrected Sean to give you good recipes this year on the Football Food of the Week. So, ha-ha, Sean's stupid, give him the SAT, and ha-ha, Sierra wanted me one time, but now ha-ha, here's a fake Tiki angry voice. Do they have any of their own ideas?
Get ready for the 12 Teeks of Christmas.
Yeah, and Cap alerted us that Mraz even brought up a Mike Glenn and Doug Funny reference yesterday on the show.
Like, what's happening?
I guess imitation's the sincerest form of flattery, they say. So maybe they're just becoming our show, but just with a lot more anger.
So I think you can say that on the first instance. But on, like, the sixth in week eight of the show, it seems a little...
Them giving Mraz the SAT is the one that's like...
That one drives me nuts.
Guys...
Yeah.
I mean, we can just replay the DA show down the hall and you guys can just do the New York updates. And so you get some New York news in there, but just play the show from the last 3 years. We just, 11 years.
Yeah, just dub in some new takes.
With Tiki's AI. There you go. Yeah,
done.
Done for the day.
Imagine the amount of money you'd save on just replaying and just editing some shows.
I'm not going to touch that comment.
Leo Messi remains in doubt for tonight's U.S. Open Cup final against Houston Dynamo FC. He missed two of their last three matches with a nagging scar tissue problem. Manager Tata Martino said yesterday that Messi doesn't need surgery, nothing serious like that. He just needs rest, and if this game wasn't so important, he'd already be ruled out for it. Breanna Stewart won her second WNBA MVP yesterday, then helped the Liberty avoid an 0-2 hole, 84-77 over the Sun in New York in their best-of-five semifinal. The Aces, though, did take a 2-0 lead on the Wings, 91-84. Asia Wilson, 30 points and 11 boards. She is the first in league history with three consecutive 30-point playoff games. Back to you, DA.
All right, thank you, Bogues. When we come back here on the show, we've got the 2021 Year of the Buffoon montage. Get your morning started in style. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Give me something a little more juice.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
A little bit more juice. That's what we need around here. Glad you're with us. The DA show here on CBS Sports Radio. Figured we all need a little bit of jolt this Wednesday morning, and so we are replaying, not Jolt Cola, an emotional jolt here. So we are playing all of the old Year of the Buffoon montages. Boys, cue up 2021. 2021. Year of the Buffoon.
What is it? 8 times 4, 42? And then you can get another one and that would get you to 50?
8 times 4 is definitely not 42.
36.
Wow, you're really stupid.
It isn't 8. You're 32. 16 and 16. 32.
You're in your mid-30s. Had 3 shots at getting 8 times 4 and messed up the first two.
Shoot or shoot. So the count counts. But two people name the count don't count?
That's right.
But all are vampires. Oh, so you're saying Count Dracula.
Not Count Jacula. No, that's a porno.
That was on the BAM bus. Our fascination with everything British. We were fascinated by Harry Styles. Is it Harry Styles and Meghan Markle? Is that his name?
No, that's Prince Harry. Harry Styles is the guy from One Direction.
All right.
You're convinced it is fish.
It has to be. It smells like fish. unless they somehow have like a potpourri version of fish smell they put on there. Buffalo chicken tenders, coleslaw, and Munster on a salmonella.
Salmonella?
Semolina?
Semolina, yeah.
Semolina.
You don't want salmonella bread,
right,
that's for sure.
That's the disease, right, the semolina. Yeah.
Bogish, bogey, hello!
Hell, you're always yelling.
I'm trying to get us amputated.
Yeah, no, amputate all of us. Yeah. Take it all off. Let's do it.
Let's get fired up.
Our old landlord before we bought a house is like a comic with puppets, and he, whatever you call those guys, like the Jeff Dunhams.
Ventriloquist,
and he's a bad one. That's the opposite of enabling me to gain weight. That's incentivizing.
Incentivizing, yep.
Yeah,
that's
incentivizing. Thank you.
So they can switch. They're kind of like that animal, that reptile that we talk about, where you change. I forgot the name, so I'm not going to embarrass myself anymore.
The reptile that changes?
Yeah, not an amphibian. You know what I mean? Where you can kind of just change depending on the scenery.
A chameleon.
Ah. Chameleon changes colors, doesn't change it to a different type of animal, though.
All right, well, the point is the Penguins were chameleons last night. Let's acknowledge the fact that their head coach is wearing what looks like a male thong on his face as
That's
his
right.
PP mask, or whatever we're calling this stuff. Is that what it's called? Not a PP mask. What is it?
It's a PPR?
It's a PP other letter I mask. I tend to feel like, in a lot of cases, females, you know, pepper themselves or whatever with the makeup and
powder themselves.
Powder, pepper. They take a little.
Well, for you, it was pepper to make it more enticing.
John's so focused, it could only compartmentalize. Saturday on CBS, a brand new racing series pulls into prime time with some of the best drivers in the world from all different disciplines.
Do you want to do that again? You want to take a second swing at that word?
Saturday on CBS, a brand new racing series pulls into primetime with some of the best drivers in the world from all different disciple lines.
So you don't know what that word is, huh?
No, it looks like discipline S. Because how do you come from discipline?
Who would ever call a hockey team floppy?
Well, floppy is a synonym for soft. So they played very soft.
It's a what?
A synonym.
Oh, you said cinnamon.
Oh.
You definitely said cinnamon the first time.
Synonym. I could use a quick flip over to see what team in Birmingham is playing what team in Saskatchewan.
Saskatoon is in Saskatchewan.
Okay. I'm trying to be acaleptic. That's all I'm trying to do.
Trying to be what?
You're trying to be what?
I got this word wrong. I think it's acaleptic. You just, like, you're not emotional about something.
Apathetic.
And I did feel as if you had that big an issue and you reached out to General Mills, who I can only assume at one point was a real general, that you would follow the orders and go to the police or go somewhere else. Could somebody call Oceans on him and see if they can figure out if this is safe and he's taking pictures of that stuff? Come on.
OSHA.
Who's Oceans? Who do you think you're calling if you call Oceans?
Isn't that like the operational safe hazard entrepreneurial association strategy?
But I mean, you just had a fairly scientific breakdown of waffle eating, and then you called it Oceans, threw entrepreneurialism in there for fun. You're amazing.
It's Sunday, but the bank was open for you. I'm thinking to myself, boy, does Giannis get that joke? It's very much an American joke.
That's fascinating. The banks are open on Sunday in other countries? He's in another Super Bowl. And it means he's going to go to another Super Bowl. It doesn't end. It's an endless cyclops. I can't do it.
An endless what?
The cyclops. The thing that just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning.
No, a cyclops is the mutant with one eye.
Cyclone? Like a tornado? Would that make sense?
No. I don't think you mean that he's going to be an endless tornado. I think you mean an endless cycle, like something that keeps going over and over and over again.
All right. Maybe that is what I meant. I think I've been saying endless cyclops. Are you sure? I know this is ending up in the year of the buffoon. I didn't want to do this. But from an early stage, I was led to believe that supersize was okay. I was 11 years old. It then set off mental endorphins in my brain to never fully embrace what's happening. Families don't like each other. It's the Romeos and the Capulets here. It's a bad scene.
It's the what?
The Romeos and, art thou Romeo? Romeos and the Capulets. You know, the families hated each other?
Yeah. No, Romeo was the name of the guy.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
Juliet was a Capulet.
And what was Romeo?
I kind of thought he was like Alf, like he had one name. Or Cher.
Imagine you open up your stork of lettuce and getting a frog in there.
Oh, not the ribbit I'd be looking for there. That's disgusting.
What ribbit would you be looking for,
yeah,
by
I know.
The way?
Yeah, what's the joke there?
You know, like Rosie the Riveter. I don't know.
That's a riveter. Rivet. Like you're bolting something. Rivets.
Oh, it's not the same as the frog noise.
Now, you thought that the iconic female poster from World War II was about a frog?
No. I just thought it was like the same word. Rivet.
The sign of feminism is a woman that makes frog noises?
No, I just like there and there. You know, there's different. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, I'm crying. Yeah, I got to reach out to General Mills, who I can only assume was a real general at one point in time. I thought Romeo was like Alf or Cher.
I said this before. It is amazing that he's still alive.
I mean, him doing dopey Zach Wilson takes is such a waste of his true potential. This is the potential. There's nobody that can do this. Anybody can do this. This is the magic. We are going to wrap this morning up with your epic fail, which happens to be the best of last year's 2022 Year of the Buffoon.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Here it is, your 2022 Year of the Buffoon.
Kind of strike me as odd, though, that kangaroos' first instinct is to flee when they're the one animal that could actually box.
Yeah.
But maybe they don't know that that's a unique skill.
No, they know how to defend themselves. Like, they square up with other animals. You would think they wouldn't have a problem taking us on.
You do think the kangaroos square up with other animals?
I think that there's an understanding between us and bats. Okay. And if you told me that Transylvania and all that stuff from Greek mythology was real with the bats.
Greek mythology?
You leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. You could, in theory, die from a rabies bite from a bat, but then come back as a bat and be a vampire. But it's just not the same as the vampires we see now. Well, I just think that we have these movie vampires in our minds, right? Like it's Robin Pattinson running all over the place. Unless he was a wolf. That being said, in closing, what I'm trying to tell you is vampires might be real, but if bats die that easily by falling on your deck and falling in Citi Field, well, how tough? What is it? What is it all? They may not be tough at all, and therefore, what are we scared of them for becoming vampires on us?
And in closing, this has been Mraz's Vampire TED Talk.
Bass was hairy here, not him.
Bass don't have hair.
They said shave his body hair.
So the bass you've caught don't have hair, but who knows what's going on in the Appalachian Mountains?
Yeah, you think those bass might have ZZ Top beards?
But, you know, you've seen fish with the mustaches.
Have you?
You ever seen lake fish in an aquarium?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's some weird looking thing.
You've seen the fish with the mustaches?
Mustaches. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, they got it's weird looking, you know, concoction fishes.
Can you say, hi, my name is Mraz.
Hola, mi name Mraz.
No! My name is.
I swingo the bato.
99 on the Spanish
region. Hola, if you hear me.
Sunday, the Yankees did a big hubbaloo for the Judge family.
Hubbaloo?
What do you call the big
hullabaloo?
Hullabaloo. It is not apples to oranges. No. No, it is apples to oranges.
It's not apples
What's
to apples.
What's the one? It's when they're the same, it's apples to apples. It's not the same thing. It's not the same to the same. It's not the apples to the apples. Host of the Fantasy Football is the number one fantasy football podcast in the country. Co-host, Mike the Fantasy Hitman Writers. Mike, good morning. How are you? Jake, Mike, and Matt, by the way, sorry, I had just had email up reading all the questions I lined up for you, and I just got confirmation on a guest named Jake next week on the show, which is why I blurted out Jake instead of Matt. Mike, good morning, how are you? Jake, Mike, and Matt, by the way, sorry, Jake, Mike, and Matt, I blurted out Jake instead of Matt.
I like how you're pronouncing solstice like salsa.
It's the solstice, the summer solstice. What does Tittletales have to do with Herbert Armstrong? Come on!
Who's Herbert Armstrong?
The guy. I know Spike Aldrin. Yeah. And the other guy that got the parade.
down the city when they landed on the moon. Herb Armstrong.
Herb Armstrong.
Yes, his name wasn't Herb.
No. Herb Armstrong.
And it wasn't Spike Aldrin either. And
is Pete laughing?
Because you're an idiot and you've got
who
both
were the
wrong.
Two guys on the moon?
Louis Armstrong.
He's the one that sings the song with the moon.
Trace Armstrong.
Was it Trace?
Who was the moon guy? Randy Moss.
Bob Armstrong.
Herb Armstrong, and Buzz Aldrin.
Herb Armstrong.
Buzz Aldrin, not Spike. It's another Armstrong. Point is, don't get that in the way. That was the hint for the name.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
I just can't stop laughing at that. Oh, God, it's so wonderful in so many ways. Herb Armstrong.
There's so many.
You know, the fish with the mustaches. Why did he have to pronounce mustache that way?
And we all got so good at pausing and staying quiet, so he would have to keep thinking
out loud
and coming up with new things. We all stopped interrupting. We just would sit back and let it naturally fall out until Pete went, "Thank you."
And there were days where Pete would just have like an entire pad scribbled down because Mraz had said like six different things that were totally absurd and wrong.
That was his cycle. He had a time of month where he was stupider than the rest.
And the great thing is watching Carlos with a K relive or live through some of these things for the first time. There's some that you have never heard.
I've actually never heard these Year of the Buffoon montages before.
Oh, wow.
So all this is a real time for me.
Oh, my God. It's great to watch somebody live it for the first. It's like having a baby and the first time that they recognize things. It's like such an enlightening experience.
And no change. Didn't slow down.
No.
Didn't get less material. No, there was no lesson learned by the imbecile.
These got longer. I was organizing after I got the help from Pete and Cap. These got bigger and bigger over the years. I had to chunk off like 6-7 minutes of this last one to fit in the epic fail.
I know. It's just, that was 6 years, and every year sounded exactly the same. All right, that'll do it for us this morning here on the show. Thanks to executive producer E.J. Stewart. Thanks to Carlos of the K. Ortiz on the Wheels of Steel, audio director today. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch, D.A. We will see you tomorrow. Be good and be good to one another. I'm D.A., and the mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.